Just why would you speak in regard to religious systems not being in harmony with the scripture? Because our Lord Jesus talked about two different ways. In John 14 at verse 15, what did Jesus say about loving him? In John 14 at verse 15, did he not say, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments"? What if I don't love him? I will not keep his commandments. Knowing his commandments and knowing what he has taught us is a way of practice in our daily walk of life to show that we love him. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. When he said, "You are my friends, if you do those things I command you." Are you a friend to Jesus? If you're a friend to Jesus, then you're doing those things that he has said. If you're not doing those things he said, you're proving that he is not your friend. You're my friends if you do those things I command you. There's more reasons than just loving the Lord that's involved in teaching what the scripture says. For example, we're to mark those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine, Romans 16 at verse 17. And in the most loving words of the scripture in 1 John chapter 4 at verse 1, John writes, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world." Can you find a more loving way to say, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God"? How do you try them? Going down to verses 3 and 4 in 1 John chapter 4, verses 3, 4, and 5, what does he say? "The word of God. By that word we know the difference in truth and error." Thanks for your time today. You may hear this message again, CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com. This is Robert Rawson.